それでは、一人でおつまみいただいたら、神との始まりと題してメッセージをいただきます。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
今朝はまたバリアフリーで話したいと思います。今日から、8月末まではよく数えると、水戸教会にいる日曜日と水戸教会にいない日曜日は半分半分になります。8月末まで。これからは、カナダに行って家族の集まり、まあ、久しぶりに1年間半で家族と一緒に集まって、お父さんとお母さんの50周年結婚記念日を一緒に祝って、それから、戻ったらもう急いでアジアミッションフォーラムの準備をして、その後は、東南アジアに行って、マレーシアでその大きいフォーラムを開いて、普段は、110名ぐらいが集まってるけど、昨日サーシャから聞いたのは大体170名から200名ぐらいが集まるそうで、それも神様の恵みを、感じて、まあ、アジアの各国から、まあ、たくさんの人が集まっていて、今回のテーマは顔袋。その、ブドウ酒が福音という意味 で顔袋がその福音を持つ、あるいは私たちがその顔袋という意味 でその例えとして今回のテーマを選んで、各国のアジアの、兄弟姉妹がどういうふうに神様が自分と自分の家族、自分の教会を神様の顔袋を通してその福音を、分かち合えることを、聞くことができます。それも楽しみです。でその準備も、皆さんの祈りがあればそれを、願いたいと思います。水戸教会から15名が、今回アジアミッションフォーラムに参加して、でその人もそれぞれの責任分担を用いて、私を手伝って、2007年にそのアジアミッションフォーラムをやった時は、僕と、ジョナサン・ストレイカー2人でほとんど全部やったから、今回、水戸教会の一人として15名で一緒に行って、で何人が一緒に協力するの恵みを深く感じています。本当に感謝です。それが終わったらカンボジアに行って新しい学校を開きます。今回、その名前を決めて、でバニャンコミュニティスクール、バニャンの木、なんていう日本語で
ガジュマル、
カジュマル、
ガジュマル、
ガジュマルの木、そのガジュマルはカンボジアで非常に有名な木で、知恵のシンボルとして使っていて、神様が人を守るためという意味もそこに入っていて、小さな種から大きくなるイメージで、カンボジア人にピンとくるようなイメージで、私たちも神様がその信仰を種としてまいて大きくなること、それを願って、そういう祈りで、その祝福でこの名前を、この学校につけた。で、それが終わったら、13日に日本に帰って、16日はもう石巻に行って、その、ホエンプロジェクト、の関節、それ全部、神様の恵みで終えて、それをみんなで、祝い、その祝いがあって、それから水戸に帰ります。まあちょこちょこで水戸にいるんだけど、かなり自分に個人的に忙しい時期になっていますので、その祈りで覚えてください。皆さんと一緒にいない時は寂しく思っています。ですから今朝私のメッセージをやりながら、その愛によって伝えたいなと思っています。 この2、3週間で、聖霊様に関するみんなで考えていて、神様は聖霊様を通してどういうふうにそれぞれの人を、使わしていることを非常に気づいて、この兄弟姉妹のために本当に神様に感謝しています。Okay, I don't know if I can remember all of that in English, but basically, I realized yesterday as I was counting through, from today until the end of August, about half of the Sundays I'm here, and half of the Sundays I'm gone. This is probably going to be one of the busiest seasons of my ministry life over the next 2 months.I leave on Wednesday to go to my family reunion in Canada. We'll celebrate my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And for those of you that know anything about my family, you know that my dad, they found that my dad had cancer 2 years ago. And so, I'm glad that he's alive. And I'm glad that my family can celebrate 50 years of my parents' marriage. That's a really big, precious moment for me, a good milestone.For my family. Sorry. When I come back, it'll be off to the races to prepare for the Asia Mission Forum. This year's the 51st Asia Mission Forum. Usually we have about 100, 110 people. Sasha told me yesterday we're going to have between 170 and 200 people this year. So that's a lot more than I expected. And that's a huge blessing.Our theme this year is wineskins. And the wine, of course, is the gospel. And we are the wineskins that carry that precious wine. And so people from all over Asia will come and share their testimonies about how God is using them to be wineskins. And I'm really, really excited about what God is going to do. And I'm really excited because we're going to have 20 people from Japan at the AMF this year, which is the most...since I've ever been at AMF. And except for the years that it's been in Japan, I think that's the most that Japan has ever had people go and participate in the AMF. And 15 of those 20 are from Mito Church. And as I think about different people taking on different responsibilities, program, PowerPoint, worship, registration specialist, all of those different things... I really feel a lot of support and a lot of love from this church. The last time I did the AMF, it was me and the other organizer, the end. We did it all. But it is a blessing to be a part of a church where 15 people go, and almost all of those people are doing something to help contribute and bless the larger Asian church community. So...I'm really, really thankful for this church. When I'm not here, I do miss you. I do miss you. So today, as I share, I want you to feel that love. And I want you to know that the Sundays that I'm not here with you, I really do love you and I do keep you in my mind and in my prayer. I want to be here with you. I get back.Or when we finish the AMF, we'll go to Cambodia. We'll open up the school. Yesterday, we decided the name of the school. It's Banyan Community School. The banyan tree is the tree that grows, that has kind of overgrown over the temples, has taken over the temples in Cambodia. It's a very familiar tree to the Cambodian people. It's a symbol of wisdom. It's also a symbol of shelter.It's a very, very small seed that grows in the cracks and just gets to become a massive, massive tree. And in the same way, using that image that really connects with the Cambodian people, our prayer is that God will plant a seed of faith and that he will grow massive trees in the nation of Cambodia. The banyan tree is also a symbol of God's shelter, God's protection.Over his people. And so that's why we have come up with that name. When that's done, we'll come back And if the Lord blesses and is willing and guides, the park project will be finished. And we'll go and we'll celebrate that. We'll celebrate the completion of the park, and then I'll get to come back to Minto. I'll be in and out, but I think over the next 2 months I'll wonder who I am and where I live. So I need you to pray for me over the next few months, and also know that I'm also praying for you. Tenshu, boku ga Emiko to Hiro to ato Yukari-chan to Ryotaro-kun ato Izumi-chan. Izumi-chan と一緒に東北へ行って、それは8月末まで最後に僕が東北に行く予定で、そこに行った間にこの説教の準備をずっとやってて、非常に悩んでた。漱石一生はもう結構、話すべきことがある、いろんな私たちに教えられることがあるのに、今日この時間が終わったら、私が帰ったら、神様との関係で弟子としての生活に何が一番役に立つことをずっと神様に願った。今朝までずっとそれを悩んでて、ずっと祈ってて、神様、私たちのためにどういうメッセージがあるのか。説教者はそういうことを告白するはほとんど恥ずかしく、あんまりそれを告白したくない。準備してないの？という人はいるから。また、まあ今日の説教はね、まあねという人もいるから、でも非常に非常に悩んでた。でなぜそれを告白したいのは、私たちも神様との関係でそういう時もある。でそういう時があることを恥ずかしくならないようにしてほしい。逆にその時にまた神様に祈って、また神様の御心、神様の御言葉を待つしかないと信じています。でも必ず神様はその祈りを、答えてくださると信じています。I'm going to be honest with you. This last week I went to Tohoku. It was my last trip until after I go back for the park project to celebrate the ending. And while all of those things were going on, at the same time I was trying to prepare for this week's message. And I really, really, really have struggled with this week's message. Up until this morning, I have struggled with today's message from Genesis 1. Not because there isn't a lot of things to talk about. There's all kinds of things that we can learn. But what I'm struggling with is, when we leave today, what is going to make our relationship with God stronger? And as a disciple, what's going to help us to have a stronger walk this week? From Genesis 1. That's my goal, and that's what I'm struggling with. Until this morning, I have been struggling and praying. A lot of people who preach hesitate to confess that kind of thing. Because there's always somebody who's like, yeah, right, you didn't try to, you know, prepare anything. You know, or sometimes there's some people who are like, that was kind of a boring, lame sermon. And it's okay to think that, because I think that sometimes too. But the reason why I'm confessing it to you today is because I want you to know that it's okay that we have those times in our faith where we're not sure in our walk with God. We are seeking God's voice, and we pray, and we still don't have the answer. There are those moments. And I want you to not feel embarrassed about that. If anything, I want you to feel more open to be able to share that with other people here. But I also want to give you a word of hope that I also believe and trust that God does answer that prayer. In the scripture it says, His word does not come back void. And I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that God answers that. And this is how I know that God answered my prayer this morning. 아주 이런 날씨가 この花の飾りを頑張ってその生け花とか花をここに飾っていて、ある人はそれをあまり気づかないと思いますが、それはあの花に大切な奉仕と僕は思っています。まあ日本でね、日本に来てからある先生からこれを聞いた。日本人はこれぐらいの花を見たら、大きい庭を想像できます。一人のいけばねの先生から聞いたのは、花は花から世界のためにいろいろ学べます。花は人のようだ性格があります。いろんなことを表しています。神様はこの創世記一章を読んだら、神様がこの世を創造して作られた。でそれを全部神様に栄光になるために作ったと思っています。だからこれも神様を表している、ある表現でこれを表していると思います。立石横姉妹がこれを作ってくださいました。どういうイメージがあったのかがわからないけど、今朝ここに座ったらこの花を見たら創世記一章を思い出しました。まず三つの花がある。それは三位一体の神様を表しています。創世記一章を読んだら、聖なる共同体、神様が我々という言葉を使っている。私じゃなくて我ら、神様、イエス様、聖霊様、三位一体、三つの部分でも一つの神様、三つの部分の一つの神様の愛によって世界を作ってくださいました。これは、光と暗闇、これは水と、土、これは、魚と鳥、何でもこれで表現できます。でこれもその植物、私たちが生きていくために食べるためにいろんな植物がここに出てきます。でも今朝これを見たら、横姉妹がわざとこういうふうに作ったかどうかわからないんだけど、ずっと創世記一章を読んだらこれが創世記のイメージだなと思って、先週聖霊様の話でやっぱりこれも聖霊様の導きだなと思いました。 OK, so I'm holding these flowers and you're wondering, what are you talking about? This is my testimony this week of God answering that prayer. Last week we talked about how the Holy Spirit works in ways sometimes that we don't understand, but intangible ways. And this is my sign that the Holy Spirit was at work in Yoko as she was designing the flowers. Every week, different women take turns designing flowers for our worship time. They get about 1,000 yen, And I know that they spend well over 1,000 yen. And I know that they spend a lot of time preparing the flowers. It's something that a lot of people don't notice, but it's a really, really beautiful service for which I'm thankful. I don't think Yoko knew that I was going to be preaching about Genesis 1. But this morning when I saw this, I saw Genesis 1. In Genesis 1, God says, let us, not let me. He says, let us. It's the sense of holy community. It's the Trinity. God, Son, and Spirit. Three parts, but one God. But he talks, and together as a holy community, out of their love comes the creation. There are three flowers here. The holy community, like the holy Trinity. And out of their love, the stems represent the love, comes creation. The blue and the white. Well, that kind of looks like the earth. Light and darkness. Water and earth, as he separated. Fish and birds. The green is the vegetation. The plant life. The things that he gave to us to eat, to feed on, to give us the things that we need, medicine, things for shelter, all of the things that God created to provide for us. And this, when I looked at this, I thought, this is my answer from God to help remind me, what is Genesis 1 about? Please close your eyes. まず、自分のアパート、自分の家を書いて、自分の一番好きなところ、その家の中、そのアパートの中の一番好きなところを、想像してください。What I want you to do is I want you to imagine your apartment or your house, you know, the place where you live, and I want you to imagine your most favorite place where you like to be in that house. だから、ダイニングのテーブルに座って、ある人はもしかしたら、自分の部屋、ある人は、台所かもしれない。でもその場所にいることを想像して、で僕が、隣に座るか、隣に立ってるかを想像してください。I want you to imagine your favorite place in your apartment or your house, whether that's here in Mito or somewhere else in the world. And I want you to imagine wherever it is that I'm there with you. If it's sitting on the couch, then I'm sitting on the couch with you. If it's at your table, then I'm sitting across the table from you. If it's in your kitchen cooking and washing dishes, then I'm standing there helping chop some vegetables or drying the dishes for you. 気持ちを忘れずに目を開けてください。Don't forget about that feeling. I want you to open your eyes and still imagine that you're there. この雰囲気でこの2つのことを今朝皆さんに伝えたいのです。So today there's two things that I want to share with you, and I want you to imagine that I'm still sitting with you in that place, or that I'm standing with you in that place. まず、創世記一章の一節。Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.はじめに神が天と地を創造した。はじめに神。 many coming. 今まで子供としてはその神が天と地を創造したことに集中しました。どういうふうにこの世界が作られたかに集中した。でもそうじゃなく、初めに神が大事と思います。この世界、私たちの前に神がいます。私たちのストーリー、私たちの物語、私たちの信仰、私たちの命があるのは神から。なぜかというと、はじめに神がいます。2010年にサーシャとアツシさんと僕は、イバキリの学生さん何人を集めて一緒に東京へ行って、パッションというコンサートに行って、で最初にビデオがありました。その時にそのビデオに、はじめに神という言葉があって、その時にサーシャも僕も泣いてた。初めて日本語でこの言葉が心を動いてた。はじめに神。私たちの人生では、私たちがよく自己中心になってます。この世界は私たちのために作られた。私たちの人生は私たちが進むために生きていくことを思っています。自分でどこに働くか、自分で何をやるか、好きなようにしたい。はじめに神、私が中心じゃなく神が中心です。それは私たちの信仰に非常に大切なことと思います。今週その真実をもっと深く考えてほしい。はじめに神。Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The beginning, God. The beginning, God.As a little boy, I always focused on the other part. God created the heavens and the earth. This is the story of the creation. It's not the story of the creation. It's the story of God. In the beginning, God. God is the center. Not you, not me, God. Before this world,Before we exist, God. The most central thing to our lives. It's the most important thing to our faith. In the beginning, God. Somewhere along the way, we get that messed up. We put ourselves in the center.We think we're the ones who make the decisions. We make decisions that benefit us, that help us to get ahead, that fulfill our desires and our joys. We do things or we don't do things based on how we feel or what we want. Even our faith becomes centered on us and where we are what we understand, what we believe, what we know. But in the beginning, God, not us. We need to pull ourselves out of the center and put God back in his proper place as the center, as the beginning. It's the most important thing in our faith, that in the beginning, God. We went to a concert, a passion concert in 2010, and took several of the Ibaraki Christian University students. And the video, I wanted to show the video, but I couldn't find a good enough quality on YouTube. But in it, it said, "In the beginning, God," in Japanese. And Sasha and I both cried, because it was the first time in Japanese that God resonated that reality in our hearts. And it was a moving experience to have that movement in our heart in Japanese. In the beginning, God. So as you leave today, that's one of the things that I want you to remember and think on and meditate on this week. In the beginning, God. Not me. God. 二つ目、一章の三十一節。The second one. Chapter 1, verse 31.神はお作りになったすべてのものを見られた。見よ。それは非常に良かった。夕張り、朝があった。第六日。この三十二節から注目してほしいのは、それは非常に良かった。4節、10節、12節、18節、25節。もう一回繰り返して言う。4節、10節、12節、18節、25節。5回繰り返してこれが書いてあります。4節に、神は光を見て良しとされた。良しとされた。神様が創造して良しとされた。それは5回言って、で31節、6回目に、6日目6回目に、神様がそれを見て非常に良しとされた。この世界、私たちが神様から来たものです。神の中は悪、悪いものは全くないです。もちろん創世記の2章、3章、4章を読んだら、罪がこの世界に入ってくる。その罪によって悪、悪いものが入ってくる。でも神からその罪はないです。神様がこの世界、私たちを想像して作られたときに、良いものとして作られた。良いものから良いものしか出てこない。良い神様から良いものしか出てこない。神の愛によって私たちが作られた。神様はそれを非常に良しとされた。私たちがこの世界でよくダメというメッセージが聞いています。 私たちの罪はダメですよ。神様は私たちを罪のために創造して作られたわけではないです。良いもの、神様が愛するものとして作られた。先週そのディボーショナル、その賛美の時間で、新命記6章4節と5節言いました。それは旧約聖書、あまり教会では読まないんだけど、それを、読みたいと思います。新命記、創世記、出出エジプト、レビ記、民数記、新命記、5番目の本、旧約聖書の最初 の半分で、6章4節と5節、聞きなさいイスラエル、主は私たちの神、主はただ一人である。心を尽くし、精神を尽くし、力を尽くして、あなたの神主を愛しなさい。このために私たちが良いものとして作られている。これを読んだら、ゆかりとえみことひろとりょうたろと僕はもう1年間と感じたけど、1時間半ぐらいかな、1時間半2時間ぐらいずっと話して、よく日本では、自分を愛する、自分を大事にすることをすごく苦っています。日本人はあまりそういうことを聞いてない、なぜかというと、それは曖昧なところで、自己中心なことになります。でも私が自分を愛するのは自分のためだったら、それは自己中心、自己、的なこと。でも私が自分を神様のために愛するのは別のことです。神様が私を非常に良いとされたことを言った。神様は私を愛していますので、私もまず神様を愛する。で、神様を愛するなら、神様が作られたもの、自分も含めて愛する。他の人を見たら、その相手は神様が作られたものだから、好きじゃなくてもその人を愛する。神様が非常に良いものとされたから、その人を大事にする。その二つのことは、マルコによる福音書12章28節から34節に書いてある。マルコによる福音書12章28節から34節、それは私たちの信仰の土台と信じています。でもそれは創世記1章31節から出てくるんです。なぜかというと、一節に、はじめに神で、31節に、神は非常に良しとされたためです。 OK、 Thank you for being patient。Verse 31. Let's read that. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Let me read that again. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Verse 4, verse 10, verse 12, verse 18, verse 25. Moses writes the same thing over and over and over again. God saw it, God made it, and it was good. God called it good. Every time it says, God saw it, and it was good. 5 times, he repeats that. And then in verse 31, Moses shoves one more word in there. And it was very good. Because God is good. There is no evil in God. So the things that God creates for God's purposes are all good. When God created us, when God created this world, he created it very good. And we forget that message too. We hear a lot of bad, no. We don't get a lot of affirmation of God saying, good, very good. But because God is good, he created things to be good. He deemed them good. The most perfect, the completely perfect being looked at what he created out of the love of that community, and said, it is very good. Now don't get me wrong, I know that the story goes on and it talks about sin. But we're not there yet in the story, okay? We're still on chapter 1. And what God made, what God looks at, he says, is very good. Somehow, we've disconnected that. And we only hear bad. But today, I want you to remember the words, very good. Because God. Because in the beginning, God. So I want you to remember, and I want you to treasure in your heart, the words, very good. Because God. Because God created us. We were doing our devotional time, and in our devotional time, we came upon a passage that had a cross-reference to Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you have a Bible, I want you to turn there to Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you're like me, you know, in second grade in Sunday school, we memorize the books of the Bible, but doesn't necessarily mean that we know where Deuteronomy is. It's the 5th book in the Old Testament. Okay, we don't read it a lot, but actually there's a whole lot of really great stuff in Deuteronomy. But Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength." That comes back to, in the beginning, God. But it's also connected with the idea that God saw it, and God said, very good. Because we are created for the purpose of loving God. With all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Flip over to Mark chapter 12, 28-34. I'm not going to read it, but I want you to look at it. Mark chapter 12. verse 28 to 34. This is the foundation, I believe, of our faith. This is what our master, this is what our teacher Jesus himself says. It's the foundation. We love God because in the beginning God, and we're created to love God. And because we love God, we love the things that God loves. And we call good the things that God calls good, which includes ourselves. Includes other people. I look at people differently because God created them. Because God loves them and he called them very good. So even if I don't like that person, even if they annoy the spit out of me, I will love them because God loves them and calls them very good. And I will love myself. I want you to remember that. God loves you. God calls you very good because he created you. As you leave today, I want you to remember two things and reflect on them this week in your relationship with God and in your walk as a disciple of Jesus. In the beginning, God. God is the center, not us. Secondly, God looked at it and he said, it was very good. God created, he loves, he thinks it's very good. So, if we love him, we will also love the things that he loves. We will call them very good, including ourselves and other people. まず、はじめに神。 神は中心です。私たちじゃなく。で、2番目は神様はそれを見て非常に良しとされた。神様が良しとされているもの、神様が愛しているものは私たちも愛するべき、良いとされるべき。 自分も含めて、他人も含めて、この2つのことをこの1週間に神様との関係、また自分がその信仰の歩みでイエスの弟子を通して歩み、特にこの2つのことを毎朝起きて、毎日昼ご飯食べながら寝る前に、 この二つのことを思い出して、あげてほしいです。祈りましょう、二つ目。神様、まず、あなた様の皆を褒めてたえます。はじめに、あなた様がいる。あなた様は、 愛なり。その愛によってこの世界、私たちを創造して作られた。感謝します。神様、私たちの心を尽くし、全身を尽くし、あなたも愛する。 また、その愛によって、自分と相手を愛することができますように、良しとされるように、私たちをあなた様の御前に捧げます。I praise you because you
are worthy of our praise because in the beginning you. In the beginning you exist. In the beginning you are. In the beginning your love is there. Your love you create. And we are created to love, to honor, to worship you. And with all of our heart, with all of our being, teach us to know what it means to put you as the center, to love you, to honor you, and through that love, to be recreated in loving ourselves and loving other people for you. As you call it, very good. Because you love. Help us, Father. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Yes, no, no. Amen.
Amen.